Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Winnesoga.
That would be a little weird. Wouldn't be weird if that was in, like, Wisconsin or
Minnesota does sound very Wisconsin.
Like, that sounds like something our buddy Sam Sklar would be like, yeah, you know, I grew up in Winnesoga.
Yeah, it's just right outside of Madison. You take the first right outside of Madison off of I-17, and it's just right there.
Yeah,
exit 232. They got a great cheese shop there.
Definitely Midwest name, but
wow, there you go.
Also likely, it's Indian names.
Very close to the. It's as far north as you can get in Mississippi, basically. So, you know, there's a tie there.
Northeast.
It's an Alcorn County.
Okay. Okay. So.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We know you're looking for it. Baseball season is almost upon us. Get the NM over it. Get the M over S.
Get the enema.
Well, that's football season. That's what that was. I feel like quoting Bret Hart there. We're going to give the United States of America an enema. You put the holes right at Davis White Stadium. Put the M over S on at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. Flowed by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, and it's time to start cooking out. All right? Football's over. Yeah, well, for some. Football is over. Football's over. And, you know, you got to get out. You got these weekends.
Cancel football season.
I've been saying it for months, years even. So this weekend, Mississippi State out of town for basketball. You got the whole weekend to yourself. Enjoy it with some beef on the grill. And if you don't want to go cook out, hey, go hit up one of our awesome steakhouses from South Haven to Biloxi, from Vicksburg to Meridian. They're all over the state. And you can enjoy a great steak this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. We're switching some things up here. If you're a landowner here in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, those are the folks you need to be in touch with. Whatever you're trying to do with your land, their expert team will help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions for your land. And hey, if you're in the market right now to buy or sell land, that's where Good Hope Land and Timber can help you out as well. Whatever you're trying to do with land, Good Hope Land and Timber has an answer for you. Get in touch with them today. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. It's Rumblings Day. We got a lot of questions. So you guys, last week we didn't have a lot of questions. And I get it. It was the holidays. You know, people getting out of town. You know, we weren't the first thing on your mind. That's fine. Today you have struck back. And speaking of striking, when disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here. By the way, the post-game show. Never been a more apropos when disaster strikes.
Yeah.
When I said it, I was like, I think disaster has actually struck.
Can Paul Davis get Mississippi State's offensive line reconstructed?
Can they? Well, at the moment, when I started the show, I was like, can they reconnect an ACL?
Yeah.
Can they heal a fibula? Anyway, when disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, if you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's jump in here to the rumblings. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Would you rather be able to understand every language in the world but not be able to communicate back, or be able to understand and communicate with animals? So here's what I want a clarification. You're gonna have to provide it. I gotta be able to communicate with somebody, right? So like I can speak English and I understand everybody else, but if I speak Chinese back to a Chinese person, they don't understand me. Is that what he's trying to say?
Well, I don't know if that's what he's trying to say, but that would be my
That's
thing.
where
Is
you're
you're
going.
gonna,
Okay.
I don't, talking to animals, like they're very simple creatures.
Right.
They want to eat, they want to reproduce, and they,
Want to sleep,
yeah, that's pretty
basically.
much
Yeah. They want
it.
to stay
So
alive.
it's not like it's like, oh,
Yeah, we're not.
how you doing today? My dog's name's Ruby. Like, how you doing today, Ruby?
Yeah.
I'm fine. Can we go walking now? Like,
Yeah.
that's pretty
I
much
would
it.
love to talk to my cat, Baloo, once. Just one
Just like,
time.
what is going on in that brain of
Yeah, like,
yours? That,
and I know what it is. Like, Dad, I'm hungry,
yeah, that's pretty
but I
much
want
it.
to eat.
I mean, that's it for the
So
animal, but.
I would go with, I guess I want to be able to understand every language in the world, but it'd be weird not being able to speak it back. I would just basically be like in the Chinese restaurant hearing them making fun of me and just giving them the evil eye, like, I heard what you said.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about,
All right.
so.
Kivas Wright. Two questions. Better current champion, Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, or MJF? I feel like we're going to disagree.
You're gonna say MJF.
MJF is a fantastic champion.
Well, so is CM Punk.
Punk is good. Cody Rhodes is boring. He's boring to me.
I'm just kind of over Cody
I
Rhodes'
knew that was going to
point.
happen.
I mean, well, it's just too much,
Yeah.
and it's just, I mean, he's kind of assumed the John Cena role,
And that's the thing,
which I
like,
was always over John Cena until this
you
period of
can't
time.
have a face be the champion for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Like, the face always works better when they're going after the title. You need the big bad that they go after. That's what MJF is. What are your favorite recipes you like to cook? All right. I'll give you some. I like to do, I did a pork butt last weekend, but I do them for tacos. I feel like that is the best application for pulled pork. I think a pulled pork taco is better than a pulled pork sandwich. That's just my opinion. So I like to
I
do that.
don't the thing with the but I don't like barbecue sandwiches all that much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat them, but
Yeah.
I feel like there's more
They're so
bread than
one-note.
meat.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
I'm having to get through a lot of bread to get
Yes.
to that
You can
meat.
taco, make it easy.
Barbecue taco is
I have a
fantastic.
Cajun chicken sausage mac and cheese that I like to make. It's really good.
Yeah, I think I've had that before or
You
something
may have.
similar or maybe
Yeah,
a
I made it for
pasta.
jambalaya one time, but
Yeah.
this is something I just started making recently. It's good. I have a seafood lasagna recipe.
Yummy.
Really good. Can't make it at home, but if when my,
Because
my
your wife's got the
yeah, but when my
shellfish
wife's
sandwich.
not home, I can make like a small version of it for myself.
Yeah. What is that? The crawfish?
Crawfish and some shrimp. And if you want to spend a little money, you can put some crab meat in there.
That's going to be some money spent.
Yeah. I mean, you just get a little tub of it. It's like
Yeah.
$30, but you got to spend the money. Do I have another one? You know what? I want to tweak it again, but that peanut butter jelly thing I made for the last cookout, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I got to tweak the recipe a little bit.
With what?
Well, like Jennifer told me that in the recipe, it said use 2 cups of butter to make the crust. And she told me afterwards, she was like, whenever it says 2 cups of butter, use 4 cups. Like
More
it's
butter.
always more butter than you think to make a crust work. So I know that for next time. You got anything you want to throw in?
Very easy, but I love Mississippi pot roast.
Oh, man.
That is a
So
very
good.
simple,
I
any
may do
crock
that
pot
this
is
weekend, to
very.
be honest.
Any crock pot meal is very easy, but it's
Yeah.
still one of my
That's
favorites.
good.
And then, I really love doing chicken, like chicken drumsticks, chicken wings. I love doing that. Recently, for the first time, I made like kind of like from scratch, I guess, like lemon pepper wings. Like made my own little like lemon pepper rub, and that was really good. I should have kept the rub so we could dip it in and put it on top of the wings too whenever they got out.
Yeah.
But so I love doing
That
that.
sounds great.
My wife is really good at Mexican food now. She's
Oh,
gotten
yeah.
really good at it. She's good at pastas and stuff like that. She has not picked a recipe for spaghetti. We have had 10 different kinds of spaghetti, and they're all good. But it's a different one every single time. I'm like,
Yeah.
Becky, you've got to
Got to pick
get
one.
your own.
You don't want to change it every time. You
Yeah.
want to know what you're coming home to. I
Correct.
get you.
So
I left out my actual lasagna recipe. That's probably my best one.
I'm trying to think. I guess I've had your lasagna.
Yeah, we had it when we watched
We
The Sopranos.
watched Sopranos, watched the Vito
Vito
episode.
episode. That was still
What's that
disappointing.
called?
The episode?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't remember. They
Man,
always have the good titles for
episode
those.
where Vito, this is the one where he's in the car.
I thought you were about to type out exactly what you're
Yeah,
saying.
where
Where
Vito is,
Vito is getting
live free or die is the name, which like sure. Let me ask you something. Before he came out of the porta potty, when Vito was
We basically
when the security guard was.
this was this episode for Brian and I, and Brian watched this probably 15 years ago,
When it
right?
happened, I have watched it
But
live.
this episode is one of the most shocking things in Sopranos.
And Steph wasn't
And
that surprised by it.
well, I think he's kind of desensitized to, like, at this point, we've
Somebody made
seen
a point
enough
that,
of that stuff.
like in 2006 or 2007,
That was shocking.
a gay character, especially of a mafia guy.
Not too much. Not too much here. Some people haven't seen this.
Well, I mean, look, guys, it's been 20 years at this
It
point.
is like
Can't
at this
help you.
point, like what
If
do
you
we?
don't know that Vito's gay, I can't help you. But
It
like
was his. It was his
in the
medicine. It
moment
was
of
his meds.
I could probably get a note from my doctor. Anyway, yeah, like I remember I yelled out loud. I was like, ah!
I think I did too, actually.
I couldn't believe it.
You and I were just we're both turned at
I
times.
was filming him, like waiting for him to just absolutely lose it, and he was just like, ah!
He was
It's
like,
like,
oh
oh,
goodness.
there was nothing to it. So, all right.
What are we doing? Wait, no. What was Scott Van Pelt the other day when two
Yeah,
guys were
like,
kissing? Like, what we got here?
poor SVP. They just threw that on him. Oh goodness.
That was such an honest reaction that he caught himself. He's like, oh wait, it's 2026.
I can't say that. Yeah.
And
Brick Thomas, who we just met, a friend of Brick Thomas's,
his
which,
roommate.
yeah.
We met his roommate at, and his roommate was like, are you guys? You're
Yes.
on Thunder Lightning because I guess he recognized our voices. He's like, my roommate listens to you guys every day. Like blares the podcast. I
I
hear
don't
it every day.
You don't have to blare it,
I told him, I was like, I mean, if you're not a regular listener, that's fine because we got you by contact.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
He got a
I mean,
contact
I'd
tie.
like the click, but you got a contact tie. I'm
Pretty
on a
much.
real thunder and lightning buzz right now. Brick Thomas just moved in my new apartment in Starkville and have watched Ole Miss win the Sugar Bowl, State lose almost everything in football, and State basketball win. Should I be worried about these stats so far? If Ole Miss wins on Thursday, you guys need to get out of there. You just got to
Well,
go.
he said he witnessed state winning in
That's
basketball.
great, but we can't have these other things.
I don't think this is a direct correlation with him moving. I think this is just where things were already headed.
By the way, just real quick, I got to throw a quick plug in here. This Thursday, prior to the Fiesta Bowl, Sports Talk Mississippi will be live from 1 to 4:30, as the Ole Miss pregame show will take precedent prior to that. 1 to 4:30, Michael Borky and Brian Haydad will discuss Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl.
And I'm guessing you there will be no
Blood.
talk of Mississippi State.
Blood.
Or at least you don't have to go to Oxford, I guess, and do a remote.
My God. Don't give anybody any ideas, Robbie. They could sell that real quick. Don't give anybody any ideas for the watch party or
You're gonna be
something.
live from Bouray doing a Sports Talk Mississippi live show.
I'll just let everybody know, like there's some talk around Sports Super Talk about if they win this game, possibly going to Miami. And I just don't know what I want to do. Do I want to either A, just go downstairs for the show and then go back to my room right after? Or do I want to B, like while they're at the game, I'm going to go to Prime Run 112 and run up a $2,000 tab. Be like,
I just figured, no,
I
I
need
figured
two Wagyu steaks,
Steve
two
was going to be
lobster tails.
jump off a bridge.
I could just go jump
That might just be
into the
default.
ocean.
That might be your final meal is eating at a.
I go eat at Prime 112 or Joe Stone Crab or something and just.
Hey, I can talk to my guy Gabe Lazo. He's coming. He'll be here on Thursday. He's at
Yeah.
Tennessee
I'm
now.
gonna meet
He
up
is a
some
real deal Cuban
Yeah.
from Miami. You
Maybe
can't.
that's what I could do. I could just go to Cuba.
You can go to Little Cuba.
No, I just get in the boat and be like, take
See
me to
you guys
Cuba.
later.
I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. All right. Davis Holiday asks, recently, y'all ranked actors that play villains, but what are your top villain characters? Also, what are your top portrayals of the Joker? All right, top villains. Darth Vader, the Joker.
Which that is just in general.
The Joker as a character. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do the portrayals later, but like the Joker as a villain character is top notch.
Yeah.
Thanos needs to be in there. I love Hans Gruber in Die Hard. I think
Hard.
he's fantastic. I never so Are you a Harry Potter guy? Were you a big Harry
Yeah.
Potter? Okay. Like Harry Potter, like Voldemort couldn't take over a school.
And you're like
He's a little weak.
you're battling this like
IQ
nerdy
kid.
kid.
Yeah, like how could you not just kill them?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any
I like
sense.
the way they made him out to be this like godlike figure,
Yeah.
you would think that he would be able to just like push
Yeah.
his finger down and destroy the
Yeah.
entire Hogwarts facility.
Right.
But instead, like all these kids, these nerdy kids are fighting him off without any
Yeah. It just I
issue.
never so I don't buy that one. Trying to
But great character.
great character, yeah. Trying to think of another great movie villain. Sauron.
Sauron in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have you seen the new The Rings of Power?
I haven't watched it. I need to
So
watch it.
good. Yeah, it's really good.
Gus Fring.
Gus Fring is really he's like that's such an interesting character.
Yeah. If you watch Better
Because
Call Saul, he's among the bad guys, he's one of the good guys.
yeah, he
But then
is.
by the end, he's not. And
Yeah.
in some ways, Heisenberg is the same way too. Tony Soprano's a villain.
Heisenberg is an
So
anti-hero.
is I guess Tony Soprano is too, yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is.
Great villain.
Yeah.
All right, top portrayals of the Joker. Ledger one, Nicholson two, Cesar Romero three. I did not enjoy Joker as much as I thought I would. Joaquin Phoenix. I didn't
Didn't
enjoy it.
see the second one, but the first one was solid.
See, the problem that I have with it is this. The Joker, on top of everything else, is a criminal mastermind, and that guy was not
They
that.
made him
They made
like
him
a
bomb.
well, he was just a mentally ill guy.
Yeah.
Like he just went
But I could never
crazy.
see him like pulling off the stuff the Joker pulls
No.
off.
No.
So
Yeah, to me, Heath Ledger,
that's the best one.
that's the best one just because
Yeah.
like Jack Nicholson was just like that I could see him playing that part in several different movies.
So, and I
But Heath
like
Ledger became that character.
you only get one scene with him, but I liked where they were going in the Batman with the Joker, the when he's in the cell next to the Riddler. And I've seen the deleted scene, which was really good as well. So,
The worst is Jared
Jared Leto
Leto.
didn't even want to rank
I didn't
him.
even watch that,
I
I
have,
think.
I'll tell you one of my huge problems with that.
But
Like,
the guy from the old Batman with Adam
Cesar
West,
Romero,
his Romero,
really
he's
good.
really good. I mean
So,
that's the original pretty much.
the Joker that Jared Leto does, he has a ton of tattoos, right?
Yeah.
The Joker could never get a tattoo. He would never sit still long enough to have a tattoo. Never.
I loved the story on the with the one with the Jack Nicholson. I loved his story, how
Yeah.
he became the Joker.
Yeah. And that's like the it's like a variation of the comic book
Yeah.
version of it. So, and then you have the other way with Heath Ledger where he keeps telling people different stuff, and it's like how I got this way is kind of not the point.
Ledger and Nicholson are almost 1A and 1B.
They're fantastic. All right. Brogan Fairchild. If Mississippi State Athletics was given an overall grade out of 100, what percentage out of 100 would each sport get? Hold on.
So
What are you talking
you
about
have
like?
100%, you have 100% for the entire athletic department.
Yeah.
You have to give a percentage
Okay.
for each one, I guess, like grading out
Are we
each.
great? Or is he talking about like for revenue?
This is a grade.
Okay.
This is a grade out of 100%. You have to
Okay.
grade who's the most successful, I guess.
Okay. Right now?
I like we can say the big three, and then we can go like Olympic
Okay.
sports.
Okay. So the big three would be 15 to football.
Ugh.
Basketball. I mean, let's do it over a 5-year span.
Well, I mean, like baseball, you can't really rank it high until,
Till after O'Connor gets
yeah, they
going
can't
here.
just give him
Like I feel
the
like
doubt.
there'd be like a, I feel like baseball gets a passing grade. Maybe they'd be like a 60.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on how far back you're going. I mean, if you
Yeah.
include the national championship,
Yeah, that's
but
I
if you're
don't
saying,
that's 5 seasons ago.
let's do it under Jeff Lebby's leadership, so the last 2 years.
Okay.
So 2024 and 2025.
15 for football. Gosh. 30 for baseball, 70 for basketball.
Oof.
That's not great. It's not great.
Well, I mean, you got to do the Olympic sports in there too. So you include tennis, softball. I mean,
Softball's been good.
that group might actually be better than anything.
Yeah, men's tennis would be like an A. They've won the SEC. They've been in the NCAA
Soccer won the
tournament.
SEC championship.
Soccer would get a low A, high B. Yeah.
I mean, if you lump all those in, that might be like a
I think Olympic
70.
sports are pretty good.
Might
Yeah.
be like a 70.
Do you think the women's blowout loss to Oklahoma was an anomaly or a sign of things to come? I think it's a little of both.
I think it is a is in the middle.
Yeah. Like
I
they
don't
play a
think they're
lot
going
of
to get
good teams
beat.
coming up, but Oklahoma's also, but they shouldn't probably lose that
They
badly.
shouldn't have lost that bad. They played awful. They shot 20% from the field. They made 1 3-pointer out of like 20. It was a disaster, and Oklahoma played well. So it shouldn't have been that bad, but it should have been probably like 15-18.
Have you seen this thing with On3 turning off replies?
What?
So On3, when they tweet out stories now, is turning off the replies because people can ask Grok, hey, what does this article say? And Grok can bypass the paywall.
It's not. They can, but it's not
It's
completely
not complete,
correct.
yeah, but it's probably close
It
enough.
is annoying though, like that people are asking
Yeah.
for that. I mean, that's just really annoying. But yeah, people do that to me
That's annoying.
sometimes too, and I block them immediately.
As you should.
If you do that, if you do that under my Twitter on when I'm
Like,
giving
what does
out,
this article say?
yeah,
Yeah.
if you do that under my Twitter after I've given out some premium information, then I will block you.
As
I
you
don't
should.
block a lot of people,
But
but
that's the
I will
one, huh?
block you for that.
All right. Richard Harbison, would you rather State win six baseball national titles over the next year with football being average, or State win one football national title with baseball being average over the next 10 years? It's football.
It's got to be football.
Football.
I mean, it's just because football pays the bills. One national championship
You can live
would
off of it.
carry you for a long time.
Exactly. Bud Austin asks us, Happy New Year, fellas. I'm an avid listener, and every time Brian talks about food or what he's cooking for his family, it sounds so amazing.
Oh.
Brian, have you ever thought about doing a cookbook? I could do a cookbook, but it'd just be a bunch of other people's recipes. I'm not a chef. I just follow recipes I see on the internet.
Bud, I encourage you to go get Robert St. John's
That would
cookbook.
be a good choice.
I got this cookbook. Robert gave it to me. I was very thankful for that. And
I need to hit him up, by the way. I'm gonna get us a king cake. I'll pay for it.
Oh yeah,
I'm down.
I want the pecan praline.
Well, I'm gonna have to get two print king cakes then.
Yes.
So.
Either you get it, or I'm gonna order one for myself. They will send those,
That's
by
what
the way.
I want to see. He's supposed to start doing that today.
But the cookbook, first thing we did the day I got that is we took leftover turkey and turned it into a pasta dish that he had. Might have been tortellini,
Yeah.
I think. He has in that cookbook, I've never seen this before. In the cookbook is a section for leftovers.
Leftovers, yeah.
You take your meat, whatever, and process it into some other meal. It's genius.
Yeah.
I'm surprised more people don't do it, but this cookbook's amazing. So go get Robert St. John's cookbook
Yes.
and thank me later because everything in there is
Get that
amazing.
cookbook, and then on YouTube, Malcolm Reed, Meat Church, Heath Riles. These are the recipes that I use all the time. I use there's a who's the Italian there's an Italian guy, Sip and Feast is the name of his channel. That's a good one. Just check those things out. If you want to be a better cook, you just got to look on YouTube.
Yep.
Papa Crawdad asks us, congrats. You are now the AD for a new expansion college football team. You've been given this list of interested candidates to fill your head coaching position, ranked by priority. Jeff Lebby, Manny Diaz, Dan Mullen, Joe Moorhead, Joe Judge, Pete Golding. Mullen is far and away number one. Diaz, two.
Out of this group,
Yeah.
yeah.
Gosh, the next four.
Mean, Golding
He's off to a good
he's
start.
a really good recruiter and
Yeah.
seems to be like a steady guy. And we'll see how he does
Would you
long
put him
term.
third?
He's gonna be a really good recruiter, and his defense is gonna be really good.
You put him ahead of the next guy. If
I'll probably put him ahead of Diaz.
you would put Golding ahead of Diaz?
Yeah, I don't think I Diaz
Diaz has just
isn't.
won the ACC.
What an accomplishment.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
He's
but
got a
I
much
don't
better
think
record as a head coach
long
than.
term. Well, Pete Golding hasn't been a coach. He's been a coach for two
Oh,
games,
man.
and he's in
Okay.
the
I
playoffs.
disagree with you there, but okay. Okay. Well,
Well, I mean,
give me your rank.
right. I think he's a better recruiter than Diaz. I think he's a better defensive coordinator than Diaz.
Ooh.
I'm not impressed with Manny Diaz. I know he's doing
Won
okay.
nine games at Duke. He won the ACC at Duke. I understand it's
Look at
not.
their schedule. Look at who they
I
played.
get it, man, but gosh, I would go.
They didn't. He won the conference and didn't make the playoffs.
I know, I know. I would go. My rankings would be Mullen, Diaz, Golding,
I think
Lebby.
Golding's going to be better than everybody at Mississippi State hopes.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if they're going to keep putting money in.
I mean, because
That's the
that like
key.
he's a really good recruiter,
Yeah.
and I think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to
So
manage a team,
would
but
you? So you would go Mullen.
I have more. Like I don't have a lot of faith in Manny Diaz just being
So is he your third guy though?
competing for championships. I think Golden can compete for championships if he has the right people in place around him.
So you go Mullen, Golding, Diaz?
So what do we have? Ugh, this isn't a great list.
That's the point, I think. Like Mullen is the easy choice here. Then you're going to go Golding, Diaz. I would go Mullen, Diaz, Golding, Lebby, Morehead, Judge.
I could deal with that.
But you would switch Diaz and
And
Golding.
Judge after Morehead. So John Cohen almost hired Joe Morehead and Joe Judge back to back.
Could have been bad. Wasn't great as it was, but yeah, that's what it is. Wade Jones asks us, when your wife gets cold or hot, does she adjust the temperature to the extreme? Then she gets hot or cold because of the extreme adjustments and then cuts it off completely. If so, I feel you. Why can't they just find a happy medium and leave it alone?
Mine just either turns on the fan, turns it off,
Or
gets a
grabs a blanket.
blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
Yeah,
don't,
I'm with you on that.
she
The
doesn't really
thermostat
adjust
stays
it.
where it is.
Right.
Yeah. Austin Rogers, can you take the Beef Council's top five steakhouse list seriously since Doe's isn't on it? Well, it's voted on by people, so yeah. I mean, this is the people in the state of Mississippi, Austin, who are saying this.
So, is there a list somewhere that we can see this?
I believe
I just
so.
did.
Check their Facebook page, I think, is where we'll find it.
All right, Huck's Place, which
Okay.
I've been there.
Yeah, I have been there.
The Enid Depot,
I've heard good things.
who was the best last year. Marshall
Yeah.
Steakhouse in Holly Springs, I've been there.
I've heard it's good.
It says
Okay.
I'm looking at. Oh, that's just recent winners. Never mind.
Okay, that's the recent
Oh,
winners.
here we go. This is Beef Council's Facebook. Cheryl's in Ocean Springs,
Okay.
Delta in Senatobia,
Okay.
Huck's in Columbus,
Okay.
Jason's Southern Table in Kosciuszko,
They
and
won a couple years ago,
they
didn't they?
did in
Yeah.
Marshall Steakhouse.
I mean,
So I've been to two of these places.
yeah.
I don't like you said, this is
It's voted on
voted
by the
on.
people.
Oh, and again, this is last year, so forget everything I just said again.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen this year's list. I guess it's not out yet, but if that's the list last year, again, the people vote on this. It's not like they just pick five restaurants at random. So,
Yeah.
yes, I would take it seriously. All right, Matt McCann has our mascot challenge for the week. It's an FCS edition, Football Championship Series edition, championship. South Dakota.
It's always get South Dakota and South Dakota State mixed up. Is South Dakota the Jackrabbits?
No, South Dakota State is the Jackrabbits.
Okay, Coyotes.
That's correct.
All right.
Gardner Webb.
Bulldogs?
That's correct. Presbyterian.
That is the Blue Hose.
That's right.
I remember that from baseball.
That's right. Western Carolina.
Catamount.
That's right. Good job.
If I could just get South Dakota and South Dakota State.
I knew South Dakota State was the Jackrabbits. The one I can't keep straight are North Dakota and North Dakota State. North Dakota State is the Bison. I
Bison.
don't know what North Dakota was. I think they used to be the Sioux, but they're not anymore.
North Dakota.
North Dakota mascot. They're the Fighting Hawks, but they used to be the
Okay.
Fighting Sioux.
I would have missed that if Matt had that on
Yeah.
there. I do know the North Dakota State
Yes.
Bison because I have the T-shirt.
Justin Gray says, I've heard mention of a master plan for Mississippi State Athletics. Can we hear more about that? What's the most important move they want to make, in your opinion? You can see it. It's online. Is it not? It's still on HealthState.com?
Yeah,
Yeah, you can go look at it.
they have the actual master plan. You can scroll through it and
Yeah,
see
look at
everything.
everything. The most important thing they need to do, I mean, I've said it before, I would have demolished the hump and started over, but I understand why they didn't do it.
I think at this point, you just have to live with it and
Yeah. You got to
make it the best you
get
can.
Davis Wade a little bit better. I don't think it's a huge thing. It's just getting the speakers take they got the lights, get the speakers taken care of, and then figure out what you want to do in the north end zone.
Yeah, and
The south end zone, I'm sorry.
make it more fan friendly as
Yeah.
far as like you want your amenities to be really nice. I would have more premium seating and
Yes.
I would chair back the place.
Yeah.
Just make it a
Get your
more,
Wi-Fi situation
yeah,
get
make it a
itself.
situation where people actually want to come to the game.
Right. Our buddy Steve Mormon says, I was a teenager in the 70s and had a Farrah Fawcett and Bo Derek posters on my wall. As teenagers in the 80s and 90s, which ones did you have? I was not allowed to have the ladies on my wall.
I didn't until I got to college,
had a
but I.
poster of Missy Hyatt up, and I
Oh,
got in trouble for
Lord.
that. So I had my I had three big posters in my room, and one was Will Clark, one was Don Mattingly, and one was Michael Jordan.
I couldn't have. I didn't even try to put women up in my
Yeah,
room and tell them,
no
but
chance.
I had Kobe. I got a Kobe Bryant poster during his rookie year, him going up for a dunk or something like that. When I went to college is when I really started postering up everything. I had the Michael Jordan slam dunk contest picture where he basically jumped from the free throw line to dunk the ball. I had Guns N' Roses. They used to have poster sales at
Yes.
Union. That's where I got all my
Oh,
posters.
I took a bunch.
I had a Paramore poster because I loved Hayley Williams at the
Yeah.
time.
Good band.
What else did I have back then? Obviously, like some Mississippi State stuff. I always had Mississippi State schedule posters up. And during the 2004 and 05 basketball season, I had every single game story from the Clarion Ledger during that
Oh,
time
nice.
cut out and posted on my door. So my door was just plastered with every game story from that season. So I had that. For years, I had that 8-0 poster from 1999 when State went eight started 8-0. Was Dante Walker the guy on that poster? It was
I
a
believe that's
nine
correct.
oh. I think it was Dante Walker. I had that poster, and then I had a cutout of when Mississippi State was number one in baseball in 2006. No. Five. I forget what year. Six. Oh, six.
So in college, I had three posters in my room. I had the Rat Pack, I had Snoop Dogg, and I had Jenny McCarthy. And like not from Playboy, but like she wasn't wearing anything in the poster. You just couldn't see anything either.
I
So
wonder, is the Bo Derek poster he's talking about, is that her on the beach
yeah, it's gotta
with the
be. Yeah, it's
cornrows?
gotta be.
That's a
And
that
then
they
the Farrah Fawcett is iconic. So
Yeah, those are
yeah.
legendary posters. They had the posters at Walmart that I always would flick through.
Yeah.
They would like hang up and everything, and you can like push through them. And then they had the Union sale that I always went and bought
Yeah.
posters
If I
from.
had had a girl on the walls in high school, it would have been Elle Macpherson and Kathy Ireland.
Mine would have been, it would have been Daniel Fisher, who is Topanga.
Banga, yeah.
She would have been prominently featured
Yeah.
in my room. And then Lizzie McGuire.
Okay.
I would have had a Lizzie
What's her
McGuire.
name?
Hillary
Hillary
Duff.
Duff. Yeah.
Yeah,
There you go.
those were my
That's a good
top
call.
two.
So you
The
came in,
girl
you
that
were a
played
teenager.
Xenon,
Xena?
Xenon.
Xenon?
The girl of the 21st. No, what was the name
I
of
don't know what
that?
that is.
It's a it was a Disney Channel original movie.
Okay. Well, now
A
you know.
Girl of the 21st Century is what it's called.
Oh, okay, it's a Z, not an X. What's her name? Kirsten
Kirsten Storm.
Storms.
I never knew her name. I just knew her as Xenon.
Oh.
I was obsessed with her, and I was obsessed with Topanga, and I was obsessed with Hilary Duff.
Okay. So you were a teenager. I was older at this point, but like when Maxim became a thing,
Oh yeah, no,
you could see all those girls.
I actually had Maxim
Oh,
magazine, a
yeah.
subscription to it.
Yeah. We all
Yeah,
did. We all did.
and then I found out that Topanga was actually in
Oh,
there. So,
yeah.
yeah,
So, all right. Our buddy Nathan Kelly, not a
you had to
question.
hide those magazines
Well,
from
yeah.
me. It wasn't
I
quite,
didn't. I didn't.
it wasn't quite, all the way, but it was close enough.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, my mom wouldn't have approved.
No, I get it.
Just like she didn't approve of me listening to Ozzy.
I got you. Nathan Kelly, again, not a question. Just wanted to get something off his chest here. After seeing Taylor carted off and thinking of the 2026 season, I felt like Sammy in The Wedding Singer in the bar scene saying, "All I really want is someone to hold me and tell me everything is going to be all right," while "Love My Way" plays in the back. I get it.
That's a classic
I'll be
statement.
honest with you, while I was doing the post-game show, I was having a Wedding Singer moment.
Which.
Somebody kill me, please.
That was
It was pretty rough.
me the other night in the Steelers game too.
Well, that question's coming up.
I think I'm already dead to Mississippi State Athletics. That doesn't really
Oh, that
bother
and the
me
Ole
as
Miss
much
thing.
anymore.
Just I was not.
That is that's the, all right. Let's talk
If
about
they
this.
had lost to Georgia,
It
it's
is
not as bad.
absolutely almost 100% because Ole Miss
Yes.
is good right now.
Yes.
That is where most of the frustration lies with State fans.
Yes.
I mean, there still would be frustration with the football program, but the fact that Ole Miss is really, really good right now is why this fan base is so distraught. It is the root.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Micah Schneider asks us, how Mississippi State is it that we have had two players carted off the field and both have come away with minor injuries?
I think it's just like one of those deals, like
It's the
sometimes.
opposite of Mississippi State.
Well, yeah, I mean that usually doesn't happen, but yeah, I mean it's very interesting. I talked to somebody the other day about it that has a good idea about how that stuff works, and he said like I think it's just kind of the adrenaline out there, like you feel like in the moment, like some of the players feel like it's over or something, and kind of their careers flashing before their eyes, and it just becomes a little more emotional than it should. And then when you step back and you kind of get away from it, and you're like, okay, well, actually, it's not as bad. But that happens sometimes. Like you're on the field, and it feels a lot worse than it actually is.
Great. Where are we here? Also, no sunglasses on the sideline for load hold until his line can block. I mean, I'm
Instead of no coffee, he gets
no
no
sunglasses. We have a no
sunglasses.
coffee coming up. Jay in Baltimore, no question the Diamond Dogs are stacked and Omaha is an expectation. However, with our conference schedule, winning the SEC could be a real challenge. Will the Bulldogs end up the regular season on top of the SEC? Probably not. Just like you mentioned, that the schedule's tough. And then you look at Arkansas's schedule, it's not good. They should win the SEC.
I'm really surprised at how bad that schedule is for
It's rough.
Arkansas, but yeah, that they
It's
should
bad in a
win.
good way, is what we're trying to say, by the way. It's like they have the easiest possible schedule. They play State, but they don't play, I believe I'm correct, they don't play Texas, LSU, they don't play Tennessee, and they don't play Vanderbilt.
Do they play Ole Miss?
I'll check.
Because that's I'm trying to think. There's one. There is a. There's a usual rivalry game that they're not
It's
playing.
LSU.
Is it LSU?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here they stayed at
Holy
home.
cow.
Stayed at home at South Carolina, Florida at home, at Auburn, at Alabama, Georgia at home, at Missouri. They do have Ole Miss. They have Ole Miss at home, Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky. I mean, come on. They legitimately might go, what do you play, 30 games? They might go like 23-7, something like that.
Yeah, they should have a good
But then they'll
year.
get to the postseason and they'll blow it again. They always do, so.
And what, like a lot of times, those teams that roll through the SEC, they get to the postseason and just kind of like
Oh,
flop out.
love this. That receiver from Texas who talked about, like, I had to leave, I didn't have a choice.
Livingstone.
Oklahoma.
Yep. He'll
I
go for
like
like
that.
150 in that
He'll
game.
kill them in that game. I
Yep.
guarantee it. Yeah.
But basically, what they said is like they cut his NIL
Yeah.
to make room for other people. And so he lost like some NIL or something, and that's how the cookie crumbles, I guess.
Hold on one second. I had to say work-related text. Allow me to send it. One of our spot. I'll just spill the tea here. If you were listening early and you're like, "Hey, he didn't do priority one." Officially, they had not they were not renewed, but I just learned they have renewed. So they'll be back tomorrow,
Very good.
as will somebody else later in the show.
Very
Do that
good.
later.
I don't understand people in my mentions,
Your
but
mentions are an absolute sewage pile.
it really is. So I tweet this yesterday about, or 2 days ago, about Kyle Ferry coming back. And
Yeah.
in the tweet, I talk about he's about to break every record State has, probably for a kicker, very important returner, all
Yeah.
this. Maybe I'm missing the joke here. This guy goes, "Why do you hate him so much?"
It's it, you are it's about me. Remember on the show where I talked about him on Sports Talk? I think that's what that's about.
But why is he saying that to me?
Oh, because that guy's an idiot. I can't help you with that one. Let me see if I can find it here.
I don't understand where this stuff comes from, but
Oh, there it is. I don't know.
do you have it muted?
No, I see it. I don't have him
Maybe
muted.
it's a joke. I missed the joke.
No.
I don't
I get
think.
like one of my buddy Russ, every time in the group text he makes a field goal, like he'll tweet me, he's like, "Take that, hey dad."
Yeah, like you have some kind of
Like I've invented
rivalry.
because I said that Kyle Ferry is not on the same tier as Dak Prescott and DeeDee
Yeah.
Lewis and JJ Johnson.
He's on the same tier as Brian Hazelwood and Scott Westerfield,
He's
though,
an
and probably going to
elite
be
Mississippi State kicker.
ahead of
He will
them.
be the number one kicker in state school history by the
We
time
will
his
talk
career is
about
over.
him like we do Hazelwood and
Yeah,
Westerfield.
I agree. Let's do one more here, two more here before we go to the break here. Wake up people 24/7. I'm sure people love your takes.
Oh.
My theory is instead of spending so much on baseball, we should have taken a lot of that and put it in football. Well, that's an original. Nobody, I've never heard that before. Much better potential ROI doing that. I mean, our national championship in baseball got us nothing on a brand recognition scale. Your opinion? My opinion is that it's separate money, that there are people
State
who.
has set aside a certain percentage for revenue sharing, and it had nothing to do with baseball. They didn't
Right.
take any money from revenue
They
share.
didn't take money from football to give to baseball.
There are people that would rather go to baseball than they would football. And actually, a lot of them do both. That happens at every school. There's people at Ole Miss that pay just baseball instead of football. There's a lot of people at Kentucky that give to just basketball.
Yeah.
It's what they want to do. Mississippi State has not lost any money giving it to baseball. That they still have the same amount of funds they were going to give to football. Actually, they're putting more funds into football than ever.
Yeah.
They just raised $80 million last year for athletics. I don't know what it's going to take to stop that narrative, but I wish it would stop. It's kind of like
Me
the
too.
same thing every single year now. If state doesn't have any success in recruiting, it's a money problem. Like, no, it's not. They have the funds available. They have the ability to pay for this and that. They might not choose to do it in some cases, but baseball is not hindering Mississippi State football.
One more here, and then we'll go to the break. Will Gunter says, "What was more disgusting at the bowl game? Our offensive line or all the different shots of the fans squirting mayonnaise into their mouth for the whole world to see?" That's a push.
It was down there. I didn't see it on TV, but it was down in front of me. I could see people squirting mayonnaise in their mouth, and I'm not a mayonnaise hater, but that would probably make me vomit.
Yeah, I wouldn't, no, absolutely not. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, where we were not an hour ago. Delicious meal. We had a great lunch. And there were some Starkville celebrities in there, including our friend Cole Gordon, who
Yeah.
we love to see. Who's, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, he's growing the hair out a little bit.
I like it.
Are we going to see the mullet come back? I hope so.
A lot of times whenever you get married, like in you've locked it down,
Yeah.
you don't have to really worry
Once
about it
you win the
anymore.
race, you can take off the uniform.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
Exactly.
let it flow, Cole. I did
Bring it
that.
back. Bring it back.
I got married and I did the same thing.
You did. You used to have some long hair.
I did
Yeah.
that like on two different occasions.
There you go. Well, Cole Gordon's hair aside, the meal was fantastic. Great times. Today was Taco Tuesday at Two Brothers. Tomorrow, or as you're listening, Wednesday, that's Wing Wednesday. Great discounts on tacos and wings in the middle of the week. And of course, the older brother right next door, the home of the fancy sandwich. When you come to Starkville, come to the Cotton District and eat at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Over 50, brother.
We're back.
We're doing it for another, what is this, like the fifth year?
I believe that's correct. So, yeah, I think we started at 45 years. I believe that is correct. So,
Very good.
when you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, guess what? Same people, same number, same relationships. You know them. You don't have to deal with anything except making it easy on yourself. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. I don't know what happened there. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Maroon & Company here in Starkville, the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State gear you're going to find in the city of Starkville and in the Golden Triangle. Everything maroon and white. not just the clothes, but the stuff for your tailgate, for your car, for your house, everything Mississippi State. They've got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. That is in-store or online at maroonandco.com. Before your next trip to Starkville, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo is the place you want to find everything. What do you like?
Literally everything.
What do you do on the weekends? Are you a home repair person? They have an incredible selection of power tools from all the top brand names. Are you a cook on the weekends? They have a great grill section where you can find the top names in grills, both charcoal, pellet grills, gas grills, everything. Are you a outdoorsman for hunting and fishing? They have everything. And of course, if you're just a person who spends your weekend obsessing over your yard, John Deere mowers at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. 0% financing available, in some cases up to 60 or 70 months. Talk to their credit department and make it work for you. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. All right, back into it here. JW, I see that we offered an offensive lineman from the SWAC with no Power Four or even other SWAC offers. Are you concerned that we have an Ole Miss plant on our coaching staff at this point? Thought we learned our lesson about bringing in players everyone else passed on. If Bradley Sole was still here, I would be concerned about that.
I don't know who that is that they've offered.
Yeah, that has no other offers.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
It wasn't reported. I haven't seen it reported by us, so
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Ford Polk, which rivalry trophy is the coolest? Keep in mind, Memphis and UAB play for a rack of ribs. That's on my. So earlier this summer, we did a top five on Sports Talk of the best rivalry trophies, and UAB made the Battle for the Bones made
Oh, that's
my
excellent.
list.
Battle for the Bones, that's an
Yeah,
awesome name too.
the trophy, if you look it up, it's a rack of ribs.
That's excellent.
I love that one. I love the old brass spittoon.
Yes.
I love Paul Bunyan's axe is probably my favorite. I love Paul Bunyan's axe.
One of my favorite things in NCAA as a kid was collecting as many trophies as I
Yes,
possibly
yeah.
could.
I love Floyd of Rosedale. That's one of
Yep.
my favorites. And I love the axe. It's about axes. I like the axe from Stanford Cal as well. But Paul Bunyan's axe is my favorite because if you didn't win it the year before, and then you win it this year, you rush the other team's sidelines to go get the axe. I
Yeah.
love that.
Big Ten trophies are
Oh, the best
elite.
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SEC trophies, eh.
Old Oaken Bucket is a good one.
Yep.
It'd be like, why is that a trophy? But it is. Who all has access to the transfer portal? Only coaches and admins, or can us regular people access it? It's only university employees, but they tip off people.
Well,
That's how.
some others have access to it as
Like who?
well.
Do you?
No, I do
Okay.
not. But there are people outside of the university that can see it.
Okay.
I don't know if they're supposed to, but
All right.
yeah.
And then last one, you can read this or not, but I wanted to tell Hunter from last week's rumblings that my wife and I golf together and she's my favorite partner. Totally worth it. Well, there you go. Well, good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I like that. John Clark Packer asked us, with the newest edition of AJ Swan is the newest tra with the news, I'm sorry, of the edition of AJ Swan as the newest transfer quarterback. Can y'all rank these former Bulldog transfer quarterbacks? Tommy Stevens, KJ Costello, Mike Wright, Blake Shapen, Luke Kroemenhauk. This is going to maybe hurt you a little bit, but Shapen's got to be number one, right? He
Yeah,
has
out of
the,
that group,
yeah.
probably so. I
I'm going
mean,
Shapen, Costello, because he did have the record.
yeah.
Stevens, Wright, and then Kroemenhauk didn't do anything, so he's got to be last. Is
Yeah.
that right? Is that the
Yeah,
good? Is that good for you?
I think so.
All right. And then speaking of transfer quarterbacks, also from John, who do you think would have been the most successful had they not left? Ketan Thompson, Garrett Schrader, Sawyer Robertson, Chris Parson. I think. Well, okay. If Dan Mullen stays, the answer is Ketan Thompson. But Ketan Thompson was never going to do anything under. I don't think he was going to be a quarterback under Joe Moorhead.
No, and
Same with
Garrett Schrader
Schrader.
was not
Schrader
either.
was not going to be a quarterback under Mike Leach.
No.
Robertson under Lebby would have been good. Would have been a good quarterback.
Robertson would have been really
So
good.
I'll probably go Robertson. Schrader probably could have figured it out a little bit as the air raid guy. Sure, I'll go Robertson, Schrader, Thompson, Parson. All right.
Okay.
Kevin Wright, I definitely want to get your thoughts on this. Was Man United right in sacking Ruben Amorim?
I don't know. It was a disgusting display. I don't know what that means.
That means they fired him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why can't we just be normal and say
That's what they say over there. They got the
We're
sack.
not over there.
But but we're talking about them.
We're not over there.
They got the sack. Enzo
We're in
Baresca
America.
got the sack.
We're an American. If you don't like it, you can get out of our country.
All right.
If you don't like football for being football, you can get out of our country and go watch football.
All right.
How about that?
I hear you. Rank these songs based
A
on
sack's when a quarterback gets sacked. It's 0-0.
He really is dialing up the Winston County here. Rank these songs based on karaoke entertainment. My Way, Friends in Low Places, Sweet Caroline, Wonderwall, Don't Stop Believin'. Wonderwall is last. That's a terrible karaoke song.
I'm
Don't.
going to pretend that My Way
Is
is
Limp
Limp
Bizkit?
Bizkit. That's number one.
Check out my melody.
I found this guy on Instagram that's gotten to my algorithm. I think he's, I don't want to stereotype or whatever. I think he's Latino, but he might actually be Samoan. I'm not sure. He's a large individual, but he gets up at these karaokes and he does like Avenged Sevenfold, Kill Switch Engage,
Yes.
and kills it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
Well,
he'll
definitely
do
not.
it. I know.
Wonderwall is dead last. Man, My Way would be a hilarious song,
My
but
Way with
I
Limp
think they
Bizkit.
mean the Sinatra one.
Yes.
Sweet Caroline's easily number one because that's crowd participation.
My Way is the go-to for Pat Patterson, the late Pat Patterson. That's what he
Yeah,
always did at
that's
karaoke, was
right.
My Way by
Right.
Frank Sinatra.
So, yeah.
Friends in Low Places.
You and I could do karaoke, and I'm just over there. Check out my melody.
It's like the time I went. I was.
Just
It's
one.
like that time I'm walking down Broadway for. I think we were at the SEC basketball tournament, and Stefan and John and them were. I
That
think
was
they were.
Media Days, wasn't it?
I can't
In
remember.
Nashville?
No, this was basketball tournament.
Okay.
They were at the basketball game or something, and I was like, I'm just gonna go down and listen to some music. So I was just walking by all the spots, and I think it was Nudies. I just hear like bow out, bow out, and I was like, wait a second. I walk in, they're playing Break Stuff
Yeah.
by Limp Bizkit. It was three guys. I sat in there for 2 hours and just sat and watched
You're
them.
locked in.
They were playing
Is that the
Pant
guy with the
Error.
long hair?
No,
Okay, it's a different guy.
they didn't have long hair. They were
Okay.
tatted up
I
and they
got you.
were rough looking, but they were awesome.
Are you ready here? There we go. Dalton Lee
Oh my Lord.
came
Look at
back from
this
a
family.
family reunion in Hong Kong. And this is the worst vacation blues I've ever had. Going from slam streets to no one in my neighborhood was tough. How do you deal with post-travel blues? What's the worst case you can remember? Well, I've never been to Hong Kong, I'll tell you that.
Like a huge family picture in front of the city
Yeah.
across from this
What I
river.
do when I come back from vacation is I always try to get back. I don't want to get back on Sunday and then back to work on Monday.
Yeah.
Give yourself a couple of days
Yes.
to reacclimate. That's all I know how to do.
Yeah, I don't like coming home and immediately going back to
You don't
work
want to be in a
with.
situation where you're like, 24 hours ago I was here.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Willie Dizzle with a great question. With the recent political swing to end Big Pharma, should the next push be to end Big Fruit? The lie of an apple a day keeps a doctor away has been going on for far too long. It's a good point. They say that, but I know people eat apples all the time and they get sick.
Well, I would imagine that like fruit, like good organic, like fruit, not the kind of fruit that we have, like we're putting stuff in to make bigger. It is good for you. So I mean, I don't know if it's gonna completely prevent you from getting any kind of sickness, but it's still good for you, I guess. Apples and oranges and oranges have vitamin C in them, good nutrients in these vegetables and fruits. So, yeah.
All right. Rob Montgomery.
I don't think you can just eat pizza every day
You can't.
and be in the same shape.
Well, there's all these people online now that are like, don't eat fruit, don't eat this. And somebody, a guy that I follow who I think is pretty grounded, he's like, no one has ever gotten fat from eating fruit.
No.
No one has ever been eating so much fruit that they were unhealthy.
No.
So,
I mean, like there's some sugars in there and
yeah,
stuff,
but
but like
it's the good natural stuff.
if we were all grow, I don't want to go too far down this wormhole here, but If we were all growing our own food, like our vegetables and fruits, and we were like doing what we were intended to do, which is like we kill our own food and we don't have to worry about the process of what's going on in these factories and stuff, we would be a much healthier society.
Right.
Especially in America, where it's, nobody else is this fat.
Right.
Like, no other country is this out of shape,
Right.
fat, unhealthy
Right.
than America. And it's because of the food we eat.
Bobby.
After you and I just put down some tacos, pork rinds.
It's smoked wings.
Hey, pork rinds are healthy.
Wings are healthy. We talk about it all the time. It's chicken. So, Rob
It's not
Montgomery,
even
speaking.
fat.
Yeah, speaking of chicken, yesterday I was going through the drive-thru at Guthrie's Chicken, which is similar to Cane's. I know what Guthrie's is. The lady asked what kind of sauce I want, and I say, all of them Cane sauces, please. She sternly responds,
Uh-oh.
they don't have that, only Guthrie sauce. How forgivable or embarrassing was my slip up here? Did anyone ever mistakenly order something common at a different pizza place when you were at Papa John's? All the time. I got people all the time like, can I get a Supreme? Be like, you want the works?
Yeah.
I mean, that was your job. You can get meat lovers. Would you like an all the meats? No, I want a meat lovers. Then guess what? I would tell people like, well, yeah, we don't have that. Like, I just I after I've tried to correct you and you go the other way with me, like, well, we don't have that.
So we just got a speaking of pizza, we just my mom just got my wife the like pizza oven. It's like a
Oh
it's
yeah.
almost like a
Like an outdoor
brick oven.
thing.
No, it's just like a portable one, but
Okay.
it'll feel like a 12 inch,
Yeah.
and you can make your own pizzas and stuff. So we made our own pizza the other night.
Nice.
We're kind of figuring out
Yeah.
how it works. Like Becky made out the dough, and we're kind of
You can
just.
buy the dough at the grocery store.
Oh yeah, we want to do
Do the all the way. Okay.
from scratch.
All right. I've
It
got
was
a peel.
very good. You got a peel?
Yeah.
Well,
You know, you
I think we have like
gotta
all
do it
this.
now.
We have all that
Okay,
stuff.
that's
We
cool.
have the stone. We have the stone. We have a.
Have a stone to go on like the big green egg.
Yeah, but it's kind of like an egg. Like
Yeah,
the
it's
stone fits on it.
the dome.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's basically got two heating elements.
Runs hot. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean you cook it up to 800 degrees and it's
That's
done.
crazy.
Five
Yeah,
minutes.
done quick. Yeah, super
Yeah.
quick. The big dog, is the football strength staff not the best? Is full-time interns, etc. What? I feel like he's asking, is our strength team not good? I mean, I would imagine they're just like everything else at Mississippi State in comparison with the SEC. They're average to below average.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know for
I mean,
sure, but
there's a lot of guys coming off hurt. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's, the strength
yeah.
and conditioning, if it's the players. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm not good at breaking that stuff down.
John asks, why do NIL player agents look exactly how you think they would look? I met an NIL player agent when I was in Oxford a few weeks ago, and he was a totally normal looking guy.
I know a couple, they're fine,
Yeah,
and then
there's some
there
that
are
are
some
actually.
that are very schemey.
Yeah, but I think that's true about everything.
Yeah.
The Saul Man, if this is Brian Hadad becoming his parents, which that guy does not look like me, what would a Robbie
Kind of looks
Faulk
like him.
becoming his parents commercial entail? He would be talking to everybody he knows in the restaurant, which he kind of does anyway.
Yeah, I'm growing into my father.
Yeah.
I feel obligated to say hello
Yeah.
to people when I
Dude,
meet
you
them.
don't give me a hug when you see me the way he does,
Hey,
though.
son.
I love seeing Big Daddy.
Yep.
With the return of Zach Arnett to MSU, does this make him and Lebby the most formidable tag team in the SEC? Okay. If you're
It's
talking about
up there.
your coach and your top coordinator in a fight, Arnett and Lebby is pretty tough.
It's up there.
Pretty tough. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who I would take over them.
Jeff Lebby is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Arnett looks like he could snap at any
But
moment.
Lebby's also huge.
But Lebby, I get the impression that Lebby's one of those guys like, all right, I've had enough. And
Yeah.
like when he's had enough, it's not
It's not
good.
gonna be good. Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree with that. Jason Dice, on College Game Day on New Year's Day, this was asked to the panel, so I'll ask it to you. What is your New Year's resolution for the NCAA if you were in charge?
Disband it.
Yeah,
Shut it down.
I mean, I would immediately start working towards making players into employees.
Yes, that's
That's the way it's got to go.
to me, I think that's the bottom line is that's what they're going to have to do.
There you go. Also from Jason, now I'll ask a question of something we all like. What would you like to see happen in WWE this year? Who would you like to see pushed? Who would you like to become champion?
I'm just kind of like zoned out on all this right now. Like I play wrestling in the background when I'm working,
Yeah.
but it's been a long time since I've just sat down and watched.
See, I watched
I
AEW
turn
after
it
this.
on. Well, I turn it on and just let it play
Yeah.
and just to be, get done with it.
Yeah, I
It's
watched.
just so much content.
I get it. I get it.
I've always loved CM Punk, so I think this should be, I think he should be pushed to have a great like final run here. I don't know how much longer he's gonna be around, but like
AJ's about to be going out too.
I know I
And
really wish they would have
Jericho
done
coming
more.
back? I've heard those rumors.
I think so. If I had to guess, it would be at the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
He would come out for the Royal Rumble.
That'd be
Yeah,
cool.
he's too quiet right now.
Yeah.
And there's been too many rumblings behind the
They've got to
scenes.
start getting some younger guys pushed up, though.
Which
Everybody's in their 40s right now.
I think Obafemi is probably going to be the next
Love that
big
guy.
star.
Love that guy.
He looks like $1 billion,
Yeah.
and he's actually is a good character.
Yeah.
He's going to be big time. I really like what's that dude's name? The guy that's the bouncy guy, the guy with the dreads that's in NXT. He's been kind of going back and
I
forth.
haven't seen him.
I knew his name before we mentioned it. Javon
Javon
Evans.
Evans. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I really
Carmelo
like
Hayes is
him.
really
Carmelo
good.
Hayes is good, but they don't really know what to do with him right
Yeah.
now.
Well,
Trick Williams is coming
there's a
up.
lot of those guys right now.
So NXT has a good group.
Yeah.
But I would love to see some of those guys. Obafemi, I think they
I'm
need to
ready for
push
Kevin
him.
Owens to come back.
Yeah, they
I
need
want to
Kevin
get him
Owens in
back in the
there.
mix. I mean, I know
Well, he's a guy that he can cut you a great promo
Yeah.
and he can make it real.
There's three guys right now that are out with injury, one in WWE and two in AEW that I want to get back. And that's Kevin Owens in WWE, and then in AEW, Jay White and Will Ospreay are both out. I want to get them back in. They were both
Yeah.
at the Tanahashi retirement thing this past weekend.
Yeah, they need to
Did you
get.
watch any of that?
No, I'm like 2 weeks behind on everything.
Okay.
I'm catching up,
It
but
was Tanahashi versus Okada was the final match of his career.
oh geez.
And that was a big show. And then,
Is
All
that
the guys from AEW who were in New Japan came over to Japan for the
was
show.
that a New Japan
It was
show?
a New Japan show. And Ospreay was there. Omega was there.
You watch
No,
that?
I just saw the highlights.
Okay.
Ibushi, who, man, that guy's,
Kota Ibushi.
he might be in 2 years getting back in the ring after what happened to him. Did you see that, his injury?
No, but
It
he's
was,
gotten injured before
he
badly.
was wrestling Josh Alexander, and like basically, it was a little bit of a botch. He fell off the top rope. Off the turnbuckle, and I mean, he snapped his leg bad.
Oh.
Bad. Like, they straight up had to end the match. Like, he couldn't even get back in the ring.
That's what happened to was it Penta that
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. So, all right. Getting back into it here. Working for the weekend. We were gifted an extra game last year, which turned out to not be a good gift, but we were denied one final coffee is for closers. One more for old time's sake? Sure. Let's talk about something important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
All right, Coffee is for Closers is brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Phil Lodeholt, no coffee for Phil Lodeholt. All right. You take your little
No
suck
coffee
glass.
until we figure it out.
Yeah. You got a lot you gotta figure out. So no coffee for him. In the SEC, Alabama won a playoff game and then they got murdered by Indiana. So I don't think it's them. I think I want to go Texas A&M. They just got handled at home by Miami, but Miami's really good. Do I go Missouri? They got handled by Virginia,
Yeah.
but Pribula was out. I don't. I'm gonna go Texas A&M.
I
And
just don't
then,
look at like bowl games the same way as we used
yeah,
to.
no, I
Like, I
don't
just
either.
don't think they matter as much.
Nationally, it's got to be Michigan. Since we've done this, Sharon Moore stuff happened after the last game with the Coffee for Closers. So Michigan gets no coffee, man. What a train wreck! But then they end up falling bass ackwards into Kyle Whittingham. So
They
maybe they
fell
do get coffee.
forward in that.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Also from working for the weekend, what do you do when you get behind someone in the store that is going awkwardly slow but in the middle of the aisle? Do you attempt to pass or do you just wait it out? I am big about, as I'm turning into an aisle, I will look and
Yeah.
see who's in the aisle.
And
And if
then
I see
get
like
the
an old
next.
person that's going real fast, I'll just go to the next aisle over.
Yeah, don't even worry about
If
it.
I need that, what's something that's on that aisle, I'll just come back.
Yeah.
So,
It's better to do that than just go stand awkwardly or
yeah.
and also those people, a lot of them are just not aware of their surroundings or they can't physically do it. So I don't want to
Yeah,
put the
I don't want to
pressure
put
on
any pressure on.
them.
Exactly. Brad Baxter, Robbie, can you talk us through your range of emotions during the fourth quarter of the Ravens Steelers game? All around me are familiar.
Okay, so first of all, I start the game and my expectations are
Yeah, zero
extremely low.
expectation. Yeah.
I think I made that clear. Like I've seen this movie before with the
You
Steelers.
were adamant that they were not
They
going
do
to
not
win.
win big games under Mike Tomlin, haven't for 20 years. When we get to this stage, if something's on the line, we always seem to lose. And the fact that we lost to Cleveland when you had an
Yeah.
opportunity to just go ahead and end it, that to me, I've watched enough Mississippi State and Steelers football. I know what's on the way. So I just assumed, you know, that the Ravens started like 1-5 or something. Like they were awful. They were like 3 games back from us, and then they're just like slowly catching up. And I'm just thinking, great, Ravens are going to win the division, and we're going to miss the playoffs. So my expectations for this game were extremely low. And
Right.
then I saw that the offense couldn't pick up 10 yards on the first three possessions. I just was like, you know what? This year, I've said it. I said it the other day. The negativity stuff, I'm trying to push it out of my life. If something is trending towards negative for me, I'm just gonna ignore it and go to something else. So me and my wife are slowly watching the final season of Stranger Things. We're watching one episode a night,
Right.
and somehow we've basically gotten away from all the spoilers. So we were like on episode 5 or something. And she was kind of disappointed because I was like, we can't watch this until after the game. Well, after the first half, when they ended it the way they did, I turned it off. I turned the game off. And we turned on Stranger Things. About 10 minutes into Stranger Things, I pulled it up on my phone.
Yeah, he just couldn't resist.
I had it sit by me while Stranger Things is going on. I didn't miss a snap.
Yeah.
So I watched a little bit of that. We finished Stranger Things and I cut it on the TV and there was like 8 minutes left, I think, and it just kept going back and forth. So, you know, they throw the big touchdown pass with the screw up in coverage, and
Right.
I lost my mind on that. But we went down and scored, and then we gave it up again. We had wide open. Zay Flowers, the best receiver on the field, on two straight possessions was somehow snuck behind the defense wide open. I am
Crazy.
losing my mind, losing it, because we're in position to get a sack. We can't do it, whatever. So then, like, I'm losing my mind on our last offensive possession because Aaron Rodgers blew two timeouts because he can't get the calls in.
Right.
It's unfolding the exact opposite of how I need it to unfold. Like,
Right.
I'm fully invested in this game at this point. We scored with 55 seconds left, and I told myself,
Too much
way too much
time.
time. They had three timeout.
Yeah.
We can't get off the field defensively. Lamar Jackson's going to go win the game.
Right.
So, fourth and seven.
Especially when they miss the extra point, I was like, all he needs a field goal, it's they're in trouble.
Yeah, when we missed the extra point, I think I texted our group and I was like, we're going to lose. Ball game. So, on fourth and seven, before the play starts, my wife comes into the room. She's just put our child to bed. And for whatever reason, felt like this was a good time to come stand in front of me while I'm standing in front of the TV, give me a hug and tell me good night. Like, can you wait just like a couple minutes, let this thing finish? Like in the middle of the play, like I'm just like don't touch me, please. And on that play, we almost get a sack. I see TJ Watt coming after
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, and he just lobs it up there.
And the
The dude
catch.
catches it. My wife's standing behind me, like watching the play. I collapsed. I literally fell to the ground into the couch.
Oh man, I can't wait
And
to get back to the NFL when the Saints are
she
better
did
next
not
year.
say a word. She just left the room. And so I sat there with my face in the couch cushion until I heard Mike Tirico saying that they're attempting a field goal. So I was like, I better watch to see the final blow here. We're gonna see Ned Stark's head cut off. So I sat in the chair.
Spoiler.
I sat in the chair. I watched the ball go up. And my emotion went from death to life,
Yeah.
and I ran into our bedroom, and Becky was like, you know, fixing the bed, about to get in bed. She had no idea that I was standing at the door. I opened the door. I was like, "We won!" And she was like, "My God, what happened? What?" You scared the crap out of me. I was like, I just wanted to let you know that I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I was about to go jump off a bridge. So yeah, that was my emotion.
There you go. Ryan Nelson asks us, on a scale of 1 to
50,
how insane is it that Zach Arnett may be the one that saves Jeff Lebby's job? That is, it is kind of funny.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking about this, like, what is this team? I mean, I know that they have to have offensive line help. They have to be significantly better on the offensive line.
Uh-huh.
But what does this team look like next year if this defense is vastly different and better? I think it just takes a lot of pressure off of you. But, yeah, you have to fix the offensive line. But it would be pretty funny if Zach Arnett is the guy to do it, to kind of
it would be.
Take Jeff Lebby into year four.
After the Camario serious injury scare, do you think MSU will turn down 5-7 and even 6-6 bowl games going forward? No.
I don't think so.
No.
That hadn't really been State's MO. Like, they usually take those opportunities.
Yeah, you got to do that. John Samuel Daly asks, is Mobility the best name in the portal? That's a good one.
It's up there.
It's way up there. The Mangum Cafe asks, did your family have vehicles with falling fabric headliners when you were a kid? Absolutely. My dad had to break out the staple gun on one of them.
And
just stapled them back up into the roof.
We had a Buick like that. And, of course, when you're a kid, when the little bit of it peels, you start pulling it.
Yeah.
And so mine was getting pulled. I was pulling it in the back seat. I'm surprised my dad didn't knock my head off, but he wasn't that kind of guy.
Yeah. Would you have pulled KT after the head injury? I mean, I would trust my doctor, my staff. If my doctors are saying he's fine, then I'll put him back in.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, he's not coming out of the game.
Yeah, he's not going to take himself out.
You know?
Can you bear to watch the game Thursday? I don't know if you're aware this isn't my only job. I do host a three-hour-a-day radio show here in the state of Mississippi. I don't think I can just show up on Friday and be like, no, I didn't watch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will have to watch that game in its entirety, the same way I did with the Sugar Bowl. Robbie can get away with it, but my guess is he's going
to. I'll be at women's basketball.
Oh, there you go. Lucky you. Jacob asks, if State is able to have a top-5 offensive line in the SEC, hypothetically, next year, what is the ceiling for the team? Playoff contender?
Yeah. It really is that.
Yeah.
I mean, if your offensive line is that good.
With Camario Fluff and the receivers and what you think you're going to be defensively with Arnett, yeah, playoff contender.
I don't expect it. But
not me either. Do you think the baseball team will beat the all-time attendance record this year? I'll say this. If they are as good as we think they're going to be, when they play LSU on Super Bowl weekend, that could very easily be like number one versus number two.
Yeah.
You could have 17,000.
That's going to be nuts.
Yeah. Last one, Foster Dovis asks us.
It's Davis.
Well, it says Dovis.
Well, it's
it also says Forrest. Is it Forrest Davis or Foster Dovis?
What are you doing?
After witnessing the atrocities at the Mayo Bowl, what would your response have been if any of the Mayo and Maniacs had approached you with mayonnaise in hand? Squirt bottle, jar with a spoon, or with a straw? I would have been like, get the blank away from me with the devil's pomade. I don't want any mayonnaise. It's gross and disgusting.
I probably would have, if I had to, if they held a gun to my head, I probably would have just got the spoon, I think. Was that an option?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's rough, man. People were gladly taking it, though. They were throwing the bottles up into the crowd.
Have fun with that. All right, tomorrow's show.
By the way, I don't know if it was seen on TV. I would like to know if you're a listener out there and you were a part of this. I would like to know what was happening on the home side in like the first four rows.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Wake Forest group mm-hmm. in the middle of just a bunch of State fans.
Yeah.
They were
brawl?
It was close.
Oh, wow.
They were talking a lot of trash. The Wake Forest people were, I guess. And the people in front of them were turning around yelling at him. And eventually the cops came down there, got the Wake Forest guys.
Let us know.
About 15 minutes later, they came down there and got State people, too. And I want to know, first of all, like, there was some people wearing jerseys. So I want to know if that was someone's parents.
Uh-huh.
Just curious.
Let us know.
And also, like, what happened there. So if you were in that group,
let us know.
Tweet at me.
All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll hopefully have some more portal news to talk about, maybe some coaching news to talk about. And also, we'll talk some baseball in tomorrow's show. From the SEC Network, former Tennessee All-American Chris Burke will join the podcast to talk a little SEC baseball. Do that tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. Back with you on Wednesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.